Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've seen Joel published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. You've probably seen him as an analyst on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's written six of his own books, including most famously, The Money Map, and it's always great to get your wisdom here on the show, Joel. It seems like a lot recently. We've spent a lot of time talking about how well the market has been doing recently. It seems like it's been a long time since 2007, 2008.
Well, it has. And we've really been rewarded lately if our portfolios have been structured towards the really high growth stocks, the stocks in the NASDAQ, Amazon, Google, Apple, Microsoft, NVIDIA. You know, these types of stocks have just done really well. And if you have owned a fund in your 401k that's been a high growth type fund, you've really been rewarded for that. But do you remember what was happening back in 07? You know, the housing market was on fire. The stock market was at an all-time high. Our economy was booming. Some people thought it was unstoppable. They forgot what it was like just 5 or 6 years earlier. And others predicted that it was a house of cards. And you know what? The people that predicted that it was a house of cards were really correct. And so we're excited that you joined us today. We're going to have a great show. As we know, the economy soon cratered after 07. $18.9 trillion of household wealth was erased and 8 million jobs. And the recovery has just been incredibly slow since then. But fast forward to today. Once again, home prices are at highs. The stock market is breaking record after record after record. The economy is finally starting to come back. Some would say that it's booming, although we really don't feel it here in the Northeast. And some people think it's absolutely unstoppable. They've forgotten. And again, once again, other people are predicting, especially a lot of experts, that it's a house of cards. So I'm not trying to be a fearmonger here, and I'm certainly not making any stock market predictions, but this is the number one debate right now amongst the brightest names on Wall Street. Some say it's different this time. Those are four of the most dangerous words in the investment world. We heard it in 1999 when all the dot-coms were raging, and we heard it in 07 that it's different this time. A lot of other people are convinced that we're on the verge of the next major market correction, and we certainly could be. We've been talking at our firm about getting ready for the next market correction. So the biggest question is, how do you need to play your cards right now? So once again, we're going to share the seven surprising lessons from the 08 financial crisis that could help you no matter what's next for the stock market. The seven major lessons, whether the market keeps going up or whether it starts to go down, that you need to implement now into your portfolio.
One of those lessons that we learned back in the financial crisis was about the importance of asset allocation and diversification.
And this is one that should be on the top of the list. Asset allocation, diversification, it remains one of the critical pillars of retirement planning. In fact, we talk about the two freebies you get in the investment world, which is diversification and rebalancing. And a properly diversified portfolio, one that mirrors your appetite for risk, can help you protect you in any kind of market downturn. Now, I want you to remember what I just said, one that mirrors your appetite for risk, because we're going to talk a little bit more in just a minute about that. Now, there's a trouble spot with nearly every new client we meet. They're taking far more risk than they realize. They haven't felt how much risk they're taking lately because of what's been going on in the market. And a lot of them are taking on more risk than they actually need to at this stage in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, you talk to somebody who lost their shirt in any of the previous market corrections, they could have avoided a lot of those losses if they'd had a more diversified portfolio.
Yeah, and the irony is many of their advisors just told them, you know, things are going to keep going great, they're not making any changes, or they were doing so well they weren't even talking to their advisors, and their advisors weren't reaching out to them or managing the money behind the scenes. I mean, it's one thing if your advisor doesn't talk to you very often, maybe just a one-time a year review, but they ought to be making changes that you've authorized them to make behind the scenes and actively managing your portfolio. So we talk about the downside risk There's also upside risk, right? You could potentially get higher returns or generate more income with less risk, which means you're taking a lot of risk to capture the upside. That's kind of upside risk, but you're not protecting yourself as your portfolio grows.
Well, and that really leads us into the second lesson that we learned from the financial crisis, which is you have to manage your risk. And there are, as you sort of referenced, there are many different types of risk.
Right. And we probably haven't talked about this in about a year or so, but in addition to stock market risk, which most people think of when they hear risk or investment risk, you've got all kinds of different risk. In fact, we could say risk has many different faces. You've got longevity risk. That's one of the biggest risks today because we're all living longer. You've got tax risk by not being efficient when it comes to your taxes. How many people do we know, do we see here, John, that come in for an appointment and they're worried about squeezing an extra half a point or 1% per year by picking these Morningstar five-year funds, and they're not paying any attention to the taxes that they're paying when they're losing about a third of their returns to taxes. We've also got inflation risk, the fear of the cost of living or the problem of the cost of living going up over time, which combined with longevity risk can really eat into our retirement, our quality of life.
Not to mention things like healthcare and long-term care risk. Interest rate risk. A lot of people don't understand interest rate risk and how that affects the seemingly conservative bonds in their portfolio. Sequence of withdrawal risk. Joel, what's that all about? When we talk about sequence of withdrawals, it's a very important concept that I think a lot of people don't understand.
Well, what this means is simply, I think most of us know what dollar cost averaging means. This means when we're putting money into our portfolios, typically through our 401k or 403b, we really don't care whether the market's going up or down in any given year. In fact, when it goes down, we get rewarded because we're putting money in and we're buying shares at cheaper prices. When we begin to take income out, you can have two investors that over a 20-year period both get a 7% rate of return. But if investor A experienced bad years in the early years of their retirement and investor B experienced good years in the early year retirement, over that 20-year period, even though they both averaged the same, investor A can actually run out of money because the early years of their retirement was the downturn. And because they're taking money off that portfolio, the money never recovers. So when you're saving money, your gains are amplified and your losses are diminished because of the way you're putting money in every month or every year. It's the exact opposite in retirement. Your gains are minimized because you're taking money out and your losses are maximized. So that's sequence of return risk. Kind of a hard concept to get your arms around, but when we do the retirement income plan for people, we actually show them what this sequence of returns risk looks like. What happens to your income and the amount of income you can take off a portfolio when there's a market downturn? And most people are shocked by what can happen, which is why it's so important when you're taking money out for retirement to protect against downside risk. And also about 5 years before retirement, you need to really position your assets to do that.
We're talking about the lessons that we learned from the financial crisis in 2007, 8, and 9. And Joel, one of those lessons was you just have to expect the unexpected when it comes to your investments.
Right. And think about the things that can happen in our lives that could be the unexpected. We try to have a plan that addresses every possibility, but other than a market crash, which we talked about, which inevitably will happen, the market will drop 20, 30, 40%. Things like a job loss, getting forced to retire early. That's why I wrote my book, Forced to Retire, because so many people are getting forced to retire early. What about a serious health issue? And if you're married, serious health issue between you and your spouse. Maybe you're forced to care for your parents or kids that come back after going through college. You know, it's enough of a financial burden to pay for college these days, but then sometimes the kids come back. And so there are all kinds of unexpected things that can happen to us when we're getting close to or when we're in retirement.
Yeah, I mean, what it boils down to is that nobody can really predict what's next for the stock market. Despite the books that are out there or the talking heads on TV, nobody can predict what's coming next. But we do know that there will be another correction. We don't know when. We don't know how significant it's going to be, but we know it's going to happen at some point. So we have to be prepared for that.
Right. And one of the best ways to be prepared is to have at least 6 to 12 months of living expenses in reserve, whether it's in cash or very short-term bond funds where you might be able to pick up 2.5% interest, but a bunch of money in reserve accounts. As a matter of fact, a good friend of mine that we manage their money, we just took a lot of winnings off the table because of how well we've done lately and put it into extremely short-term bond funds where, you know, they'll be able to get a 2-2.5% yield with just a tiny bit of fluctuation in principal, but they won't have the downside risk. We've, in a sense, taken winnings off the table, and that's so, so key to having a successful investment strategy. Can you name the investments inside your retirement accounts? I wonder if you really can. And if you can name the funds, can you name what those funds really own? When's the last time you reviewed or even rebalanced those investments? Because they're doing so well, right? I mean, is it possible that the run-up in the stock market has you taking on far more risk than you can even afford at this stage of the game? This is how people get themselves. This is how you can get yourself into real trouble. I would guess that 90% or more of the new clients I see today have absolutely no idea what's really in their IRA, 401k, or other retirement accounts. I don't mean the names of the funds. I mean how those funds are really invested. So is it possible that you could do more with your investments? Is it possible you could take less risk and actually do more? I think you can, and we can show you how. So if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, call now to schedule your initial analysis. We'll do an analysis of your risk and what is really in your retirement account. Remember, there's no cost, and so you've got absolutely nothing to lose. So give us a call right now, 1-800-705-1232. Again, if you've got at least $250,000 saved for retirement and you're serious about your money, give us a call right now, 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name. We'll get back to you and set up a time for you to visit with us. 1-800-705-1232.
Remember, when you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you'll also get a copy of one of Joel's books, The Money Map, Forced to Retire, whichever one you feel fits your situation the best. 800-705-1232 is the number to call or text. If you text, be sure to leave us your first and your last name on that message. 800-705-1232 is the number. This is Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. We're talking about the lessons we learned from the 2008 financial crisis. And, you know, the people who lost money in the 2008 crisis, they love to point fingers and blame other people for their loss. But really, you have nobody but to blame but yourself. So that's why we're going through the lessons that we learned during that era. We're not just talking about people who got caught in the housing bubble. We're talking about the people who were overinvested in the stock market. So let's dive back into these lessons that we learned, Joel, from the 2008 financial crisis. One of those lessons was you have to have a strategy to withdraw money from your IRA or your 401k or your other retirement accounts, because that crisis was particularly bad for people who were already retired and relying on those assets for income.
Well, no question about it. And why would this make the list? Well, because again, as we spoke about earlier, the sequence of your returns, the ups and downs of the market and how early they happen in your retirement could really hurt you. The other thing is required minimum distributions could force you to withdraw money when the market is down. This could cost you all kinds of money because obviously you get forced to take out required minimum distributions. You pay taxes. Therefore, even if you invest the net back into the market, you lost the money that went to pay the taxes. You're not going to get that money back. Contributing money to a retirement account is easy. Withdrawing money needs to have a strategy because it's riddled with trapdoors that could cost you thousands. And you need to create a strategy early, before you retire. I'm not saying it's too late if you're already retired. We need to help you with a strategy then. But before you retire, around 5 years before you retire, you need to come up with how you're going to withdraw money from your retirement accounts. And the earlier you do that, the better off you'll be. Don't wait to come up with a withdrawal strategy, even though you may not be retired yet.
Another lesson that we learned from the 2008 crisis is that a future crisis is a buying opportunity and also a time to consider something we call tax loss harvesting. So in every dark cloud, there is a silver lining, right?
Absolutely. And if you're truly managing a balanced portfolio, if you or your advisor is doing the job that you or your advisor is supposed to be doing, and you've got a balanced portfolio, and let's say it's, just for the sake of simplicity, 50% bonds, 50% stocks, and the market drops 40%, what that means is half of your portfolio dropped 40%. Therefore, overall, you dropped 20%. So now you've got your stock portion that's worth much less than your bond portion, even though you started with a 50-50 mix. Hey, it's time to consider buying the stocks when they're low, rebalancing that portfolio. Then we have tax loss harvesting. You might want to sell the stocks in your portfolio if it's in a non-qualified account, harvest some of the losses, immediately reallocate the money because we don't want to get into market timing. But if you buy different investments, you can harvest that loss. You get a net loss or a deductible loss on your tax return. So at this point in the bull market, you should have more winners than losers, but not all stocks and mutual funds are up. So take advantage of some of that tax loss harvesting. And when the market goes down, make sure you take advantage of the buying opportunity. And listen, if you're taking income from your portfolio, you want to make sure you've got income streams. This is what we talk about in our seminars all the time. Make sure you have income streams from assets that are not stock market type assets so that you can leave the market piece alone to recover.
Another lesson we learned, Joel, from the 2008 crisis is that government officials and financial experts, quote unquote financial experts, don't know everything. Now, I think we probably knew that government officials don't know everything, but there are a lot of people who had convinced us they were experts in the financial markets, and turns out they didn't know everything either.
Well, in fact, there was a Forbes article not too long ago, and when you got deep into the Forbes article, one of the things they talked about is this 4% withdrawal strategy that supposedly these financial experts have come up with, where it says, you know, you take your total assets, and if you just withdraw 4% per year, you won't run out of money. Well, Morningstar's redone a study that says, no, because interest rates are so low, that number is like 2.7% per year. Can you imagine saving $1 million? Maybe you have, and you can only take $27,000 a year off of it. That's pretty depressing. So you sometimes have to ignore some of these financial gurus and experts and come up with your own strategy. And what I can tell you is we can create strategies where you can take a higher withdrawal amount, maybe even have some of that guaranteed, or at least don't be taking the type of risk that causes you to only take out 2.7% of your account. The other thing is, what about dividend paying strategies? That's sort of what we're talking about here. You could have higher dividend stocks that you don't have to sell to create income. You can have different types of bond portfolios, but we've got to be careful there because interest rates are low and prices are high. That could reverse on us. You don't have to know all this. What you simply need to know is it takes some creative strategies and some smart strategies, the kind that pension funds and endowments use, to be able to send you monthly checks while the market might not be cooperating, and you've got to be able to get more than that 2.7%. Now, that's just completely unreasonable and disappointing in my mind.
And you know, Joel, only a small handful of experts really saw the 2008 crisis coming, and they were laughed at. They were lampooned in the financial world by trying to point out the issue. In fact, if you've ever seen the movie The Big Short, the few people who kind of had their finger on the pulse of the coming downturn, they were not taken seriously at all.
No, they were mocked. The rating agencies are also, you know, we need to look at them with some suspicion. Moody's and S&P were all giving these garbage bond portfolios that had all these subprime mortgages in them A ratings. The Wall Street Journal tested Morningstar's ratings on the mutual funds by examining the performance of thousands of funds dated back to 2003 after the company began this current star system, and funds that earned high star ratings, 4 and 5 star ratings, attracted most of the investment dollars, and yet most of them failed to perform in the following years. So we've got to be real careful of these third-party rating systems and just be cautious. Heed the advice that we're giving you on this program, because this is about your retirement. It's not some global thing. It's not about what happens in the nation. It's about what happens with your money. You've worked so hard for it, and like my dad says, everybody that's worked hard deserves a decent retirement, but it's up to you to protect it.
Last lesson from the 2008 crisis is that it's really important to hire a financial advisor to create a comprehensive financial plan. A lot of people had what they saw as an investment plan heading into the 2008 crisis, but they didn't have a comprehensive overall financial plan, which has a lot more components than just simply what to invest in.
Well, correct. It's got the investment plan, but that's derived first by how much income you need to keep up with inflation. Then you design the investment plan after you figure that out. A tax plan, a sequence of withdrawal plan. What about debt? What about emergencies? What about health care? All of that is covered in a comprehensive financial plan. What about insurances, different types of insurances? So one of the fastest ways for people to get into trouble, and maybe for you to get into trouble, is not having a plan, just winging it or focusing on just the investment piece. And a plan isn't about one thing, as I mentioned earlier. It's about many things working together: Social Security, income taxes, health care, long-term care, Medicare, diversification, inflation, estate planning. We just had our director of financial planning here at Johnson Brunetti start doing about every 3 weeks long-term care seminars, not to sell traditional long-term care insurance, but to give people different strategies to protect assets against a long-term care catastrophe that we know in the Northeast here could cost us $150,000 or more per year to care for that person. So if you're not having regular meetings, if you haven't come up with a financial plan with your financial advisor, you probably need to be searching for a financial advisor that does that. So you've saved and invested for retirement, and that's a great start. But now what? What do you do with that money? Remember, it's what you do with the money that really matters. Can you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement? How can you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security by not claiming properly? How can you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars to a market downturn or taking away opportunity cost in your portfolio because you claimed Social Security too late and you're ravaging your portfolio in a tough market? How could you turn your investments, and here's the key, folks, turning your investments into an income workhorse in retirement, so you're getting those monthly checks with reduced worry or maybe no worry? You can get the answers to these questions and more with my Money Map Retirement Plan. We'll cover the five most significant strategies that could help you make the most out of every single dollar you've saved. If you've saved $250,000, call to schedule your initial analysis. It's all part of the Money Map Retirement Plan. So call now, 1-800-705-1232. What you learn could literally save you tens of thousands of dollars in retirement, maybe more, and keep you from losing hundreds of thousands of dollars in the next downturn. It may be time to protect those gains you've experienced in the last 9 years. In the last 30 days, we at Johnson Brunetti have actually made moves in our client portfolios to protect our clients' assets from the downturn that will inevitably come sooner or later. Now, we're not market timing, and the good news is you can protect your gains while still participating in some of the upside of the market if things keep going. So call now, 1-800-705-1232. Get your Money Map Retirement Review. It's absolutely free. There's no obligation. We would be glad to help you. You'll leave with one of my books. You can pick which one of the books you want to leave with. The other thing is you'll leave with a feeling of either confidence or an action plan to protect your retirement.
So you can call or text, whichever is easier for you. If you call, that's great. If you text, be sure to leave your first and last name in that message so we know who we're communicating with from there. But the number either way is 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. Remember, when you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review, you will get a copy of one of Joel's books. You pick the one that makes the most sense for you. The Money Map is his most famous book. That's the one most people take. But then there are other books that may fit your situation more, like Forced to Retire. If you've gotten that early retirement buyout package and you're being forced to retire earlier than you planned, that could be a good fit for you. Regardless, you'll get to pick a book to take with you as you go on about your way. Call or text, whichever you prefer. 800-705-1232 is the number. That's 800-705-1232. So there you have it, the lessons we learned from the 2008 financial crisis. Joel, always great to get your wisdom.
Well, John, I love doing the program here, and I thank you for listening. We'll talk to you the same time next week here on Money Wisdom.
That's Joel Johnson. He's a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies, and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. Again, the number if you'd like to reach out, 800-705-1232. You can call or text 800-705-1232. Have a great week. We'll talk with you soon.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.